ಪಾವನ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಕ್ಕೆ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ಯ ಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂಕಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 11 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 14. ಸಂವತ್ಸರ ಪರಿವತ್ಸರ ಇಡಾವತ್ಸರ ಏವ ಚ ಅನುವತ್ಸರೋ ವತ್ಸರಶ್ಚ ವಿದುರೈವಂ ಪ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯತೆ. ಸಂವತ್ಸರ ಪರಿವತ್ಸರ ಇಡಾವತ್ಸರ ಏವ ಚ ಅನುವತ್ಸರೋ ವತ್ಸರಶ್ಚ ವಿದುರೈವಂ ಪ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯತೆ. ಸಂವತ್ಸರ ಪರಿವತ್ಸರ ಇಡಾವತ್ಸರ ಏವ ಚ ಅನುವತ್ಸರೋ ವತ್ಸರಶ್ಚ ವಿದುರೈವಂ ಪ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯತೆ. ಸಂವತ್ಸರಃ ಆರ್ಬಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸನ್, ಪರಿವತ್ಸರಃ ಸರ್ಕಮಾಂಬ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿ, ಇಡಾವತ್ಸರಃ ಆರ್ಬಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಸ್, ಏವ ಆಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಚ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಅನುವತ್ಸರಃ ಆರ್ಬಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೂನ್, ವತ್ಸರಃ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲೆಂಡರ್ ಇಯರ್ ಚ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ವಿದುರ ಓ ವಿದುರ ಏವಂ ದಸ್ ಪ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯತೆ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪರ್ಪೋಸ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕ್ಕೆ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ 5 ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಆರ್ಬಿಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸನ್, ಮೂನ್, ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲ್ಯುಮಿನರೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫೈರ್ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಈಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದರ್ ಓನ್ ಸಂವತ್ಸರ. ಪರ್ಪೋಸ್ ದ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ಸ್ of physics, chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, time and space dealt with in the above verses of Srimad Bhagavatam are certainly very interesting to the students of the particular subject, but as far as we are concerned, we cannot explain them very thoroughly in terms of technical knowledge. The subject is summarized by the statement that above all the different branches of knowledge is the supreme control of Kala, the plenary representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing exists without Him, and therefore everything, however wonderful it may be, it may appear to our meager knowledge, it is but the work of the magical wand of the Supreme Lord. As far as time is concerned, we beg to subjoin herewith a table of timings in terms of the modern clock, and then Shri Prabhupada gives a list of the timings. One truti is 8 by 13,500 seconds. One Veda is 8 by 135 seconds. One Lava is 8 by 45 seconds. One Nimesha is 8 by 15 seconds. Which means 15 Nimeshas is 8 seconds. One Kshana is 8 by 5 seconds. And one Kashta is 8 seconds. And one Lagu is 2 minutes. One Danda is 30 minutes. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita you will hear the word Danda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking about the number of danda, number of hours to somebody. So which means one danda is how much? 30 minutes. One prahara is 3 hours. One day is 12 hours. One night is 12 hours. Which means in one day, 12 hours, how many prahars are there? 4 prahars. 4 into 3, 12. And then one night is 12 hours. One paksha is 15 days. Two pakshas comprise 1 month, and 12 months comprise one calendar year or one full orbit of the sun. A human being is expected to live up to 100 years. That is the way of the controlling measure of eternal time. The Brahma Samhita affirms this control in this way. Yachakshuresha savita sakala grahanam Raja samasta suramurti rashesha tejaha yasyajnaya bhramati sambhrita kala chakro govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the supreme personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. Om Ajnana Tamirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru and Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vidamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishavanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is from the chapter Calculation of Time from the Atom. Srila Prabhupada is saying here, the subject is summarized by the statement that above all the different branches of knowledge is a supreme control of Kala, the plenary representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing exists without Him, and therefore everything, however wonderful it may appear to our meager knowledge, is but the work of the magical wand of the Supreme Lord. The magical wand of the Supreme Lord is Maya Shakti. There has to be a goal of knowledge, not just the charm of knowing things around us. There was one Dr. Benford who was talking to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada showed him grass and asked him, you know, there are so many scientists studying about this grass and writing about protoplasm, cytoplasm, nucleus, and the botanical names of different plants and everything. And Prabhupada said, what is the need of writing two big volumes on the topic of grass? Without reading the book, cow is eating grass, isn't it? Cow doesn't need to know any knowledge about the grass. So, and then Benford argued back, saying that, can't we acquire knowledge for the sake of sheer knowledge? Because we are curious about the nature around us, the world in which we are living in. We want to know, how did things come about and what are they? And what is happening around us? Of course, the next step is how we can manipulate the nature around us in order to increase our comforts, reduce our sufferings, and exploit the nature to offer us facilities for our enjoyment. That's the next step. But in the preliminary step, scientists are researching in the world around to know about the things. So Dr. Benford asked Prabhupada, is it wrong on the part of scientists to research about everything around us for the sake of sheer knowledge? So Prabhupada again insisted that what is the use of knowing some knowledge which is temporary knowledge, which is not connected to the original truth? Because science always begins from an intermediate point. Because you do not know, for example, the cow gives milk. But how does the cow give milk? Because the cow eats grass. How does the grass come? The grass comes from the ground. But how does the grass come about? Because there are rains. How does the rain come? It comes from the evaporation of the water from the ocean. It is converted into clouds and then it pours down as rains. So how is the water evaporated? The water is evaporated by the sun. Now where does the sun come from? That they don't know. So science always starts from an intermediate point. At one point of time, the scientists wanted to escape the source of all existence. So they declared that this world we live in is eternal. The world and the planets that you see around, they were never created. They have been existing for all time. So that excludes the necessity of a God. But then the very same science, the physics which they use, ended up proving to them by carbon-nitrogen cycle, they arrived at a figure that this universe was created at a certain point of time. So the universe was created at a certain point of time. They can clearly prove it now. Scientifically, mathematically, they can prove it. Then if it was created at a certain point of time, then the question arises, who created it? Who is the operator behind the cosmic machine? That question arises. So again, they are put in the same loop. They are unable to answer the question. So Prabhupada said, what is the use of all your knowledge which begins at an intermediate point? Like you ask a city boy in Bombay, where does the milk come from? Milk comes from the packet milk. The milkman brings milk. So you have to show the child a picture of a cow. Here is a cow from whom the milk actually comes. Because that knowledge is intermediate knowledge. It begins from somewhere in between. So such knowledge which begins at an intermediate point and does not connect itself to the source, that knowledge is not very useful. It is self-serving knowledge. It is short-lived knowledge. It is a knowledge without the understanding of the foundational universal principles. So such kind of superficial knowledge is useless. In fact, this is the reason why material science has gone to extreme limits of researching on things that are in one sense good for nothing. For example, in Pune, we have a NCL, National Chemical Laboratory. One personality there was doing his doctorate thesis on how to retain the longevity of a soap bubble when it is tickling from the top of the head to the bottom of your body. When you apply the soap, tick, 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 comes all over your body. So that it should not burst away very quickly. How to increase the longevity of a bubble. This was his doctorate thesis. Can you imagine? And similarly, there is another thesis on how to maintain the elasticity of chewing gum so that it doesn't break. It can continue being elastic for a long time. So, there are many people doing such researches. There is one professor abroad in the field of biology, zoology. He did research his entire life on leeches. All kinds of leeches, red leeches, black leeches, long leeches, short leeches, stout leeches, and the ringed leeches, leeches that live in different parts of the world, leeches which have a special type of black head and a red body, and all kinds of leeches. So he is last 30 to 34 years he is researching on leeches. Anybody wants anything about the leeches can approach him. Probably he'll go to leech loka. So he's in leech consciousness. Why these people have become so cut off from the absolute truth? Because the knowledge always begins from an intermediate point. They do not know. They don't know where the leeches come from. Isn't it? So, in this way, science, scientific research means to take one area of science and, you know, explore it. Go so deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper that you know, the people in a particular field are very limited. Just like in my college days, there were two things, boundary element modeling and finite element modeling. So that was a mathematical modeling. So I took up that finite element modeling. And then when we went to the postdoctoral, when we went to the master's degree, I did further research on finite element modeling. And we published some papers. Now, when you publish some papers and you put it on the notice board, some international magazines, immediately people come and shake your hands and they congratulate you have published an international magazine, wonderful. Then I ask them, what do you understand from the paper? They said, nothing. Then I ask, then what do you appreciate? You have published it. There must be some substance in it. Otherwise, how they published in the international magazine? Then I told them, can you tell me the summary? They said, that you only know. So, this is the way the world is going on. People are researching on. In my days, the people researching on FEM were very few. Now probably it may be increased more. But in this way, you will find one area in which people get into, they keep researching, 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 and they are not able to see how that jig fits in the total jigsaw puzzle of this universe. Everybody is holding their own jig, their own field. And they don't know how does it fit in the total picture that Krishna has created. And that is why it is magical wand. Because the magical wand, right here in Vada below, I happened to be there one day, one devotee was showing some magic. I don't know whether any of you saw it. How many of you saw that magic? Yeah, isn't it? So he was showing, children were there, some brahmacharis were also there. I also happened to be around. So I saw that also. So, you know, he would tell one of the boys to assume a number, some 272 or something. And then he will tell the boy to fold the paper and keep it in one place. You know? And then he will exactly tell the number. Similarly, assume some name. You know. So, everybody was amazed how this fellow is doing such amazing magic. So, he would show a moving watch, he would move a wand kind of thing. And how he got it, he would tell them to put the chit in the table. None of us saw him touching the chit. But how he got the number, only God knows. Anyway, multiple things he showed. Many, he is taking a needle and piercing a balloon and balloon doesn't break and all that. So, after the whole thing was over, everybody was gone and I was the only one left. So, I went and met that devotee. Acharya Prabhuji, can you teach me one of this? You showed almost 20 things. So no, Sananda, I thought one thing he will teach me. He said, we have taken a oath in our magic college that we will not teach anything to anybody unless somebody joins the college there. Only they are taught. So I have to keep my promise to my teacher. And then he said, but I can give you one clue. He said, what is the clue? This is all simply cheating, he said. That's all. Really? I asked, how can you cheat so powerfully? We are not kids, we are all grown up people. So actually this is the way the magic people do. Yeah. Like, you know, one fellow took my mobile, one side you have the, what do you call that, screen, other side it is plastic. No? So he didn't rub it like this and he showed both sides this thing came. Yeah, both. I saw it with my eyes, yeah. Later on again he rubbed it and that was gone. So how they do that? That you have to join the magic college for that to know it. So, similarly, Krishna has created this world like a magic wand. In a few moments, he can take the conglomeration of material elements and put them in different places. Then all the scientists and researchers and scholars will come with their pens and notebooks and their apparatuses to study one particular field, you know, study atomic physics, study nuclear engineering, you know, study biology, study zoology, study physics, chemistry, everybody with their respective apparatus are studying. And the more they study, the more the field expands. In those days, they said, you know, atom is the smallest unit of matter. But then later on, inside the atom, they found there is nucleus. Rutherford found there is some thick portion, you know, nucleus, there is proton, neutrons inside it. Outside, there is orbiting electrons and all that. Isn't it? Then Bohr gave model. 1s2, 2p6, all the structure for all the elements and all. Now they are researching into it, and the Masons, they are getting more and more. Now the field of atom itself has become atomic physics now. Just expanding more and more. And the more we research in matter, the more matter expands. And it seems that it's a never-ending story. They go on researching and they get nowhere. They surely get you a place, and that place is called nowhere. That is the research about matter, the magic wand of Krishna. So, the fools who deny Krishna, Krishna has given them a very busy, busy business in the material world. Just keep researching matter and you will never achieve an end. That is why he is calling it a magic wand. So, all the different fields of science and everything, knowledge we study, Krishna dismisses all of them in one shloka. Bhumirapo nalo vayu kammano buddhi revacha ahankara yiti yamme bhinname prakriti rashtadha. He has finished in one shloka for Arjuna. So the devotee of the Lord can know all sciences in one shloka only. Like in solids, you study theory of machines, solid mechanics and everything. In liquids, hydraulics, fluid machinery and all that. Gases, turbo machinery, and fire, heat and mass transfer and all that. Isn't it? Conduction, convection, radiation and all that. Then you study about the ether in acoustic physics. And when you go higher, the mind intelligence and ego, you study in psychology, psychiatry. So Krishna has dismissed all the subjects in one shloka only. He says, everything, this is all material, Arjuna. And this is called aparashakti. It is temporary energy, inferior energy. So don't waste your whole life probing into this temporary phenomenon. And then he's saying in the next verse, apareyam itastu anyam. He's saying, apareyam itastu. Apare means, these are all, besides this apara, Shakti, there is a parashakti. It has to anyam. There is another nature. It's a higher nature. Prakritim viddhi me param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. So he says that beyond this material nature is a spiritual nature, the spiritual world, the tripada vibhuti, where all the jivas are residing, and that is the original nature, of which the material nature is only a shadow. And And in the shadow, no matter how much a person struggles with the shadow, one will not be able to get anything out of it. So he says that it is wise for an intelligent person to focus on the spiritual nature, which is bliss producing. The research in the field of spirit is a worthy research, and the intelligent people do that. And then they will come to the Anandamaya stage where they can understand the sambandha between the Anuchit Vastu and Brihachit Vastu, between the Jiva and the Supreme Lord. And then that sambandha produces bliss. The exchange of sambandha between the Jiva and the Lord is actually called prema. And the prema is a worthy pursuit. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yad pramatam upari adaha. Going to heavens and hells and all over the world, you roam, there are so many people. Even there are Munipungavas. Munipungavas means the leaders of the sages. See, the rishis, munis, like one day I was sitting in the train, one Mayavati sannyasi was sitting. So he called me. So I went to him. He asked me, which movement you belong to? I told him I am from Hare Krishna. So we were going in this Pragati Express, you know, from Bombay to Pune. So he said, now I am getting bored. There is nothing to do in the train. So can we discuss something? He asked me. So I wasn't very interested to discuss with him. But still he said, the word Pragati, I will tell you, has more than 100 meanings. I can tell you. And then he started telling different combinations of, you know, the word Pragati. Because we were in Pragati train. So he was telling, in Sanskrit there are many words which have 150 meaning, 200 meanings, more than 200 meanings also. He was telling. So in this way you can see, in the very first verse Shankaracharya said, Samprapte, Samprapte, Samnihite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Tukrin Karane, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamate. Actually, don't think only there are physicists and chemists and biologists and botanists and zoologists and engineers and doctors meddling with matter and suffering. Even those who have come into the field of religion, who are given access to the Vedic literature, the Vedas, the Upanishads, the Puranas, the Vedanta Sutra, all those things. Even they also continue to meddle with matter, even after coming into the field of religion. The Karmakandis are simply gata gatam kama kama alabante, going up and coming down, like that. Similarly, the yogis are meddling with, you know, controlling the material nature by getting the Ashta Siddhis. And amongst yogis also, there is a big competition. Who can walk on water, who can fly on sky, who can... I heard a story of a yogi who had the ability to, you know, produce unlimited sweet rice from his kamandalu. Any amount of sweet rice you can produce. And those who eat that sweet rice, it's like a kayakalpa kind of sweet rice. You can live for, you know, long, long time. Thousands of years one can live. Whereas there was another yogi elsewhere who had another ability. He could, axe. He had a kuladi, axe with which, the axe need not be taken in the hand and cut. By chanting a mantra, the axe can cut a tree. You know, so he had. So this yogi became envious of that yogi. He thought, axe can only cut, you know, some tree or something, but that fellow is attracting more people. Nobody comes to see my abilities, you know. But that fellow is attracting a very big crowd. They had envy problem with one another. So, at one time, when these two yogis came in one of their encounters, this fellow used the axe to cut that fellow's head. So, you will find amongst yogis also, like you find Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. When once Vasishtha wanted to control the ego of Vishwamitra, so he invited Vishwamitra to his kutti cottage, and on that particular day purposefully he reduced the height of the cottage entrance, so that, you know, Vishwamitra will not be able to enter inside without bowing his very big, what do you call this, that jata. So Vishwamitra saw, my lord, how will I go in? I will have to bow my head. So instead of bowing his head, he bent his knee and went in. So even after coming into the field of religion, there is a big competition amongst yogis, amongst jnanis also. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manaso muni pungavanam sopyasti yat prapadasimya vichintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So in this verse he says, there are many, many great rishis, munis who eloquently speak in Sanskrit, who write their own poetry themselves. Those who can mesmerize people with their yogic shaktis and powers. And the leaders of those great personalities are called as the Muni Pungava. Even they meditate on the Supreme Truth, considering it to be impersonal Brahma Jyoti, and they can only achieve the tip, the shine from the tip of the toenail of Krishna. That's all they can see. They can't go beyond that. In this way, Prabhupada once said, if you really want to know God, you can only know by surrendering to Him. Like if you go to America and you meet the president, you meet Obama and ask him, sir, tell me, how do you run America? Within a couple of days, he can explain to you the whole truth. How many departments are there and how, what is Pentagon, how he runs the army and how he runs the different circuits in America. He can show you some maps in the PPT or something. You can know the whole thing. Is it not true? Very easy. On the other hand, if you go to America and research how America is running, that's a very tedious job. And that is why Arjuna is asking Krishna, Krishna, how do you do this? How did you create this material world? And what are the things in the material world? Ishvara, Prakriti, Jiva, Kala, Karma, everything Krishna has explained. Just you ask Krishna, then you know. But if you have ego problem with Krishna, then we cannot know. Just like in my college days, there were three toppers in our class. So many boys wanted to know what is the method of their study. They crack always the first three ranks. So one of the boys who was in later ranks, like fifth or sixth rank, so he would go to these boys' rooms, toppers' rooms. But then he will ask them, when are you going to mess? So that when you go to mess, I can, get his notebook and check what books he is using. So that boy, when he is going to mess, he will lock all his books and go. So this boy would never be able to find, even if he would lobby in his room around. So he was always thinking, I want to know what books he is studying and how is he answering and everything. But it's so he came and told me once, because I was also one of those three. So he was more friendly with me. So he would come to me and tell me that, what about the other two guys? I told them, just go and ask them. Sir, can you please release the secret? How are you so intelligent? How do you crack so many marks? Ami bado dukhi, tumi bado sukhi, Go to Lord Nityananda, you are always in happiness, oh Lord Nityananda, I am so fallen. Please have mercy on me. You tell me, which topper will not reveal the secrets, tell me. If you go and ask in a humble mood, they will open the kajana to you. They will give you all help. Because especially if you become humble in front of somebody, they feel very happy to help you. But the ego doesn't allow one to become humble. So the jnanis are people who want to find out the truth on their own. Like a caterpillar sitting in a branch of a tree want to find out the root of the tree. It will only go to the end of the branch and say, this is the root. It will not know anything beyond that. But if the caterpillar asks a wise person, a brahmana, somebody, he will catch the caterpillar and put him in the root. Similarly, you surrender to Guru, then the truth is understood very easily. So, like here Prabhupada quotes this verse, Yat Chakshuresha Savita Sakalagrahanam. So Prabhupada used to explain this verse in various ways. When Prabhupada was in America, in various places Prabhupada was explaining this verse, you will read in his lectures, how to study the world around us in relation to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. Like the very first word says, Yat Chakshur, Chakshu means eye. The sun which we see in the morning, the Shastras say the sun is one of the eyes of the Lord. Sun is one of the eyes. and the moon is another eye. So it's eye of the Lord. So unless the sun sees us, we cannot see the world around us. Just like you have a mirror in front of you, in a dark room. Can you see yourself? You cannot see yourself in a dark room. When the sunlight comes in, then we can see. So, which means we cannot see even ourselves without the aid of the sun. What to speak of the things around us? So, all the living entities actually in this world, they depend on the light of the sun for seeing one another and to see the details around us in this world. Is it not? Similarly, we need the warmth of the sun for our survival. Sometimes you see Tulsi is kept in a place where there is no sunlight at all. So she dries up. So you have to keep in the sun. But if you keep in a area where it is too much hot, then that will also dry. You need warmth. So all the living entities in this creation, they need the warmth of the sun. And they also need the light of the sun. You need the warmth for survival. You need the light for performing activities. So both the things are needed. In fact, the Shastras explain, the Lord, with His two eyes, the sun and moon, maintains the whole world. Like you see, all the eatables that we eat, they actually come because of the sun, as we were saying. The vegetables, the fruits and cereals, everything comes because of the sun. And because of the moon supplies the juices to the vegetables, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So, anything that we eat in this world and we drink, the Chaturvedha, Shri Bhagavad Prasad, which we make, they are all made possible because of the sun and the moon. Is it not true? So Prabhupada used to very confidently argue about this. You know, you can produce thousands of nuts and bolts, but nobody can eat it. But when you want to eat, you have to extend your arms to God. Please supply me grains. Please supply me fruits. Supply me pure drinking water. Please supply me air to breathe. And please supply me warmth of the sun and heat of the sun and everything. So, in this way, Chakshu, the sun is like the eye of the Supreme Lord. Like a mother keeps an eye on the child when the child is playing with toys. If the child doesn't make any noise, mother is cooking in the kitchen, she'll become afraid. Maybe the child is doing something mischievous, silently. Maybe he's taking a knife or he has gone out of the house somewhere. Sometimes child runs out, isn't it? So mother has one eye in the kitchen, one eye in the hall where the child is crawling and playing. Similarly, Krishna has his eyes in the spiritual world as, you know, Shyam Sundar. But he also has extended his eyes to material world in the form of sun and moon. By which, just like a mother protects the child and nourishes the child with her eyes. Any child within the eyes of the mother is always protected, isn't it? Similarly, we are also protected by our bodies, material bodies are protected by the two eyes of the Lord, sun and the moon. You can see that. And also, you will find the sun is one of the sakshis also. That is another meaning of the chakshu. Nobody can do anything hiding from the sun in the daytime. And nobody can do anything in the night without being seen by the moon. Somebody may say, what about Amavasya Day? But Amavasya Day also super soul is in your heart. He is watching. There are 12 sakshis mentioned in the sixth canto who are watching. So, in this way, Prabhupada used to say that the Lord is watching the jiva. And if the jiva becomes convinced of this reality, he will never do wrong, anything wrong, if that faith very deeply awakens in the heart. And on a very practical physical level, you can see the sun and the moon as the eyes of the Virat Purusha with which the Lord is watching all the jivas. Yat Chakshuresha, Savita, the sun, Sakala Grahanam Raja. And he is the Raja of all the Grahas. Even the scientists say how the planets have come about, they have a conjecture that there was a nebula which was rotating. Because it was rotating, some pieces of nebula came and it formed into some globules, some spheres. And then they are revolving around the sun. So the sun is the one from which the other planets have come and then they are maintained by the sun. This is the scientific conjecture. And so from that point of view, it is understood by the scientists and accepted by scientists that the sun's heat and light is maintaining all the revolving planets around. It is accepted by them also. So in that sense also sakala grahanam raja, it is said. And from a shastric point of view, the shastras say that there are millions of suns and millions of universes. And the sun that we see, even from a scientific point of view, Prabhupada explains in one of his purports, he explains, just consider this huge sun which can contain some 25,000 earths can be put inside the sun. Can you imagine? And that's the size of the sun, 25,000 earths, you can imagine. And it travels at a speed of 16,000 miles per second, in 1 second. Our earth itself rotates at a speed of 1,000 miles per hour. Like if what is the speed of the Japanese trains? 300, probably 300 miles per hour? And 250, 300 miles per hour they go. Like in India, the vehicles mostly travel at 80 kilometers per hour or something like that. You know, 40, 50 miles per hour. In America, commonly you find 80 miles per hour. It's very common. So even when you go at 80, 100 miles per hour, the vehicle vibrates, it shakes. Sometimes even while going in a plane, you find sometimes the vibration and the noise and so many difficulties. But we are sitting on the earth, which is revolving at what speed? 1,000 miles per hour. Any of you shaken? Are you disturbed because of the movement of the earth? This is Krishna's magic, you see. So, and this is 1,000 miles per hour, whereas the sun is moving at a speed of 16,000 miles per second. Not even hour, 1 second it's moving 16,000 miles. And what is the distance of the sun from the earth? It is 93 million miles. It is at such a distance, 93 million miles, and it is such a huge object, and still we can feel the heat in our skin here on earth. So you can understand that the earth is so precisely positioned from the sun. If it were a little close, it would be burnt to ashes. If it were far away, we would be frozen to go, you know, death practically. But it is precisely placed by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord in such a way that we will be able to survive, we'll be able to live. Not only that, even the scientist Kepler's laws, based on that, when he calculated the movement of the earth, 365.256 days, up to the third decimal, you can precisely say what will be the position of earth around the sun at a certain time, which goes to show that it is like a precise clock. That's why you find here the time is calculated based on the movement of the sun. Why? It is precise to the third decimal. It is so precise. And it is sakala grahanam raja. Shastra say that the sun is the life-sustaining agent in this whole universe where we live. So in that sense, he is the sakala grahana raja. He is the king of all the planets. Samasta swaramurti ashesha tejaha. Oh, ashesha teja means he has unlimited shakti, tej. The tej of the sun comes from the tej of the Brahma Jyoti. The tej, the brilliance of the sun is only a small iota of the tej of the Brahma Jyoti, which emanates from Krishna. Brahmanohi pratishtaham, as Krishna says in the 14th chapter, last verse of Bhagavad Gita. Actually, there are many Shruti mantras also which talk about God having effulgence, brilliance like the sun. Like that verse, Vedahametam Purusham Mahantam Adityavaranam Tamasa Parastat Tamme Vavidvana Timrityumeti Nanjapanta Vidyate Ayanaya. So in that verse he says Adityavaranam Tamasa Parastat. Beyond the darkness of this material world exists the Supreme Lord whose body is glowing like Adityavaranam, like the sun. Even in the Bhagavad Gita verse Krishna says, you know, Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram Anoraniyam Samanusmaredya Sarvasyadhataram Achintya Rupam Adityavaranam Tamasaparastha. There also he says Adityavaranam. You see? How should one think of the Supreme Lord? Krishna says, Kavim, one should see him as the most learned person. Puranam is the oldest personality. Nobody existed before him or nobody is equal to him. Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram, the controller of everything. Anushasitaram, Anoraniyamsam. He becomes smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest also. Sarvasya Dhataram is the sustainer of everything. Just like he says, Dharayami Aham Ojasa. In his Ojas he is holding everything. Achintya Rupam. Although we say all these things about him, he is inconceivable, but don't label him as impersonal. Rupam. He has a form also. Achintya Rupam. Aditya Varanam Tamasa. Somebody may say, Aditya Varanam may say, maybe he is impersonal. No, Rupam. He has a form also. And he exists beyond the darkness of the material world. So that Supreme Lord, who is explained in the Kavim Puranam verse, his body is glowing with the Brahman effulgence, of which the sun has Ashesha Teja. The sun also gives unlimited light. It has been giving unlimited light. Scientists have calculated now with carbon hydrogen cycle, saying that in 30 crore years the sun will run out. That is their calculation. They can keep the calculation with themselves. Because we know they have said many things like this in the past and they have changed it a million times. Because their theories are like the disposable napkins which are used and thrown off. And then the new napkin will be brought after that. So, in this way, the Shastra says the sun is Ashesha Teja. Yasyagnaya Brahmati. Yasyagnaya means by whose agnya? Brahmati. Brahmati means the sun moves around. Sun is, the Lord has given an orbit for the sun. In this particular orbit, you should move. And the sun is moving in that particular orbit regularly for millions of years. We can only watch it. We have no control over it. We can only benefit from it. We can wonder it. We can admire it. But we can't do anything with the sun because it is following not our order. It's following whose order? Krishna's order. Like elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, Lord says, you know, Madhubhayatvati vatoyam Suryastapati madbhayat varshati indra dhati agnir mrityuscharati madbhayat. By out of fear for me, he says, the wind is blowing and the sun is shining and the seasons are changing and everything. And Indra is bringing forth the showers and the death is taking its toll. All are doing out of fear for me, he's telling, on the order of Krishna. Yes, yajnaya. The Lord orders, Maya Adhyakshaina Prakriti. Lord orders, the Prakriti has to obey. Because Prakriti is Shakti of Krishna, subordinate to Krishna. Yes, Yajnaya Brahmati. Sampradha, Kala Chakra. You will see, Ayurharati Vaipamsam, Mutyan Astam Chenasa. When the sun rises in the morning and sets in the east, one day from our life is removed. The passage of Kala is actually made possible by the movement of the sun. As the sun moves, the Kala is spent away by the Jivas, like this. So exists as a Kala Chakra. And that Govinda, whose eye is the sun, that Chakshuhu. So I surrender to that Lord Govinda, he says. In this way you will find the Shastras teach us how to look at the sun and learn to remember the Supreme Lord Govinda. They teach us. That is most important. Whatever we see around us, like in the morning you find there is a green mango in the tree. When the first ray of the sun falls on it, turns into orange. Becomes a ripe mango. So this is the effect of the sun. And when the sunlight falls on the leaves, the chlorophyll is produced. There are more than 40 reactions that happen in photosynthesis. It's made possible because of the effect of the sun. So when Krishna glances at the nature, Maya Adhyakshena, Prakriti, then the Prakriti is dancing to please Krishna. Whole Prakriti, you will find the flowers are blooming, the fruits are ripening, the seasons are changing, the rains are showering. So all those things are happening when Krishna's eye falls on the nature. Just like example is given of how when a man sees some 4 or 5 guests have come, he turns into the kitchen and looks at the wife, who immediately starts becoming busy with her skills in the kitchen, cooking, some snacks, some tea, something she prepares to give to people. So she, simply by his eye in the kitchen, immediately she understands inkit, we say, no? Inkit means she gets an indication. Similarly, when Krishna glances at the nature, immediately the nature produces everything. So in this way, when we study, Prabhupada said, teach everything to children in the school like this. You teach physics, you teach chemistry, you teach biology, everything you teach, but you should teach every subject by proving and showing how the source is Krishna. Then the children will become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, studying the material subjects with the atheistic point of view by capturing only one portion of intermediate knowledge, that is useless. So the knowledge about Krishna, it is said, yasmin vijñārte sarvam evam vijñātum bhavati. Krishna knowledge is such knowledge by knowing which everything else comes to be known, he says. So this is how, because how everything else comes to be known, it's like connecting to the reservoir. You connect to the reservoir, you can get unlimited supply of water. Similarly, when we study everything from Krishna vantage point, everything, then Krishna will teach us the principles through Shastras that we can approach any subject in any part of the world and learn to see the universal principles underlying, rather than just catch only the tail end of the subject, knowing it in a very specialized way as the modern man is doing. So, in this chapter we are studying about the movement of the sun based on which the time is calculated in this way. Multiple units of time are given. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.